Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, Nevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nevin. Friday morning it is. So, what are you bringing to the table to do?
One of my favourite cuts is lamb shanks.
Lamb shanks.
And I'm going to talk to you about it because it's good value. You cook it low and slow.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a lovely recipe with some barley and rosemary.
Now, you will remember that I had a problem with lamb for years and years. I couldn't touch it because of what happened with our little girl, who was a big girl now, but she was premature and she was tiny little thing. And I came home one day, I saw lambs in a field and said, "That looks like my little baby." And I couldn't eat lamb.
Wow.
Mad story. Anyway, that's a long time. True story, but long time ago. But anyway, lamb is lovely. Now talk to me about what you're... I eat it now. But anyway, talk to me about the lamb.
You see, lamb shanks are one of these kind of lesser used cuts,
yeah,
which are good value, full of flavour, but they need to be cooked in a different... You can't just pan fry them and serve them up. It's one of these things that you cook for a couple of hours and they're gorgeous. And if any of your listeners have a slow cooker, this is fun to do in the slow cooker. And then we're going to do a lovely apple and almond tart.
All right.
Just something really, really nice.
Very
and
nice.
I suppose, you know what, we're into March now, St. Patrick's Day around the corner. This could be a lovely kind of like an Irish celebration of Irish ingredients. I'm just putting that out
very
there.
Good.
Just something like that.
Yeah.
So, Marty, lamb shanks. So when we're doing this, heat up a pan, brown off the lamb shanks in some oil. So what the browning does, it gives flavour and it starts the cooking process. So that's where you're going to get that. So you brown that off and that'll probably take about maybe 8 to 10 minutes because, you know, they're on the bone. They're a big cut of meat now.
Yeah, so it'll take its time.
And you'll be surprised how much meat is on them.
Really?
And you can eat this with a spoon when it's fully cooked, not at the minute, because you're only sealing it off in the pan. So you brown that off, and that goes into, say, a casserole pot, just to make it easier, or a slow cooker, but a casserole pot.
Okay.
Then into your pan, then you're going to put some onion, you're going to put some carrot, you're going to put some garlic. Garlic works so well with this. A little bit of rosemary and some thyme into that. Now, barley. So barley, pearl barley, I love it in a soup. My mother used to put it into the soup and even into a beef casserole. So it works really well in this. Two things, it gives lovely flavour and texture, but it actually will help thicken the actual sauce in it, or the kind of gravy in it. So it really will.
Okay.
So wash your barley, put that in. And obviously, if any of your listeners are gluten-free, just leave the barley out. Okay. So we're going to use lamb or beef stock. I'd use a beef stock, and you could use some of that lovely lady we've mentioned, Carol Stock, which I've mentioned her a few times.
So I have to ask you, question, why beef, not lamb stock?
Well, I suppose that's a good question. Probably beef stock's a little bit easier to get. You know, you can make up your own lamb stock, but there's a bit more work into that.
Right, so just okay.
I just think a good beef stock will be perfect in this. Now, you'd love this because there's red wine in this.
Okay.
And there's only a pint in it.
There's only a pint in it.
So that goes in there. That's going to kind of be for your sauce. So think about it. You have all those lovely vegetables. You have barley, you have thyme, you have rosemary, you have your lovely lamb browned off, and you lightly brown off your vegetables. So that's given flavour. Put the whole lot into a casserole pot, and that's your stock, and also your red wine. And then you put that into the oven. The oven's at 170, Marty, and I've said that it should go in for at least, say, about, 1.5 hours, you know, but I would put it in for, if you're cooking, if the lamb shanks are big, excuse me, definitely it'll take 2-2.5 hours.
Oh, really? Okay.
Until it's fallen and melting off, falling off the bone, honestly.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well,
there'll be a little bit of shrinkage in that, so that means the meat will kind of come off the bone a little bit, and then let it sit, and then if you find that it's a little bit too runny, because the barley will thicken it, but just thicken it up with a bit of corn flour and water and bring it back to the boil. With that, then, a little bit of chopped parsley. You have your vegetables there, so all you need is mash. We seem to be talking about mash the last little while.
We're loving
it, it's hard to beat. The good humble spud.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm thinking lamb shanks. Well, again, we've never cooked lamb shanks, but this would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Barley must be. Bit of champ.
Oh, yeah. Champ.
Champ.
Love it.
Champ. I mean, you're that close to the border. They all eat champ across the way, don't they? They all eat champ. Champ is wonderful.
Oh, it's so good. With spring
and again,
onion,
you're talking. Do you know what? I'll give you a meal now. Champ, right? Yeah. Knob of butter in the middle.
Yeah.
And 4 rashers.
Oh.
That's all.
Life doesn't get any better than that.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
And a big pint of milk from the fridge. You know
what I mean? Jeez.
Anyway, there you go. I'm sorry to be boring, but there it is.
You're writing the cookbook, are you, Mark?
Simple dishes that never makes it.
Marty's simple pleasures.
Actually, there's a great idea. I could be in the restaurant eating the food that you have prepared. That'd be quite good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I'd market it out of 10. That'd be a book.
You'd be a restaurant critic.
I wouldn't criticise you, be afraid. Now, talk to you about your dessert.
Okay, so it's an apple and almond tart. So there's a bit of pastry, so plain flour, butter, a little bit of sugar and some egg yolk. You blend that, or you can rub it by hand, blend it in the mixer and make that. So that can be made ahead. Just a little tip, tip just for everyone is that you can double this recipe and you can freeze it. So when you're making sugar pastry, and this will do for Bakewell tart, for lemon tart, chocolate tart, but we're making an almond tart for this. So we are.
Okay.
So the pastry's done. You roll it out and you line a tart case. I'm working off a 9-inch, 8 or 9-inch tart case. So I am.
But that'll be the average size.
Exactly.
For those, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
Good man. Good man. Yeah. Oven preheated at 190. So you've rolled that out. Let the pastry rest in the fridge. And now we're going to talk about the filling. So the filling is some butter, some icing sugar. So if you look at the recipe, it's nearly equal quantities, and ground almonds. That all goes into a bowl. You're going to put in 1 ounce of plain flour. I've actually made this without the flour, and you can do that, so it's absolutely perfect. So it is without the flour. 2 eggs, lightly beaten, a little bit of vanilla extract, or I'm using the pod. It's obviously more expensive.
Yes,
and then some lovely ground cinnamon. So that's what we call, a proper name for this is called a frangipan. So it's an almond paste, and it's what they use for making lots of different desserts. So there's like Bakewell tart, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So remember, your pastry is lined and it's raw, it's not cooked. Then what you do is you spread over your lovely almond paste, and then a couple of apples. Now, I'm using some apples here, and they're just lovely, kind of like Granny Smith, or you could use some nice cooking apples, Bramley apples.
Well, you said recently you like Granny Smith for the tartness.
I think, so, and they hold their shape.
And you'd go for that again. Yeah.
And then peel them this time, and remove the core, and then cut them into nice big chunks, and then you push them raw into the almond paste, and kind of like fan them around, and then that goes into the oven. Now, it says for 25 to 30 minutes, it'll definitely take that. And then what I like to do, when you're baking it, if it's browning too much, you can cover it with tin foil, but or reduce the oven, because the oven is preheated, as I said, at 190. It's quite a hot oven, and it's a fan oven. So, Marty, what I like to do is get some apricot jam warmed up, and then brush that over the tart when it comes out, and it gives that lovely kind of sticky glaze on top. You could use apple jelly, but apricot jam's a little bit easier to get. And then what I would do is serve with this is a big bowl of whipped cream, or custard, or ice cream, or all
I love the apricot jam. That's a lovely idea.
It gives a lovely tanginess and a lovely kind of glaze onto it.
Yeah,
and
like
then
that.
With the apples, it's so tasty.
That's gorgeous.
It's so tasty. So
yeah,
it really
that's
is.
Very nice.
Yeah, really.
And if you're keeping off things for Lent, tough.
Oh yeah.
Nobody mind. Almond tart, and before that, braised lamb shanks with barley and rosemary. I love that. But I do recommend champ. That'll be the one.
I like you. Good man.
You too. So I'm just thinking, braised lamb shanks. Do you know Paul McCartney once had a song called Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Ah.
You did, yeah.
Good man, Paul.
Good man, Paul.
You
and
know,
he's a vegetarian.
That's right.
He's a vegetarian.
Ah, his poor
and
wife
he wrote a song.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, he wrote a song called Mary. It's very hard to be playing Mary Had a Little Lamb out of braised lamb shanks, but I'm going to do it.
Good man, and you enjoy it. With your bowl of champ.
Safe home to Black Lion and the gorgeous place that is McNeil's. Keep the faith, Neville.
You're great.
Keep well. God bless you.
See you soon.
Just a reminder, by the way, lads, recipes, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM. There they all sit and enjoy that. Meantime, Mr. McCartney is in the hall ready to play. Safe home, Neville.
Bye. See you next week.
You too.
Neville Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow wool. And everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. You could hear them singing, la la, la la.